This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Real pleasure being here with James McKinney. If you have a question for him, certainly call in, and we'll try to get you. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. This last thing I'll say about Trump and the border, and you can go on if you want to go on. Let me phrase it this way. I'm concerned that I look in Schumer and Pelosi's eyes. Nothing tells me that they're going to back off that. I don't see them backing off this issue at all. It has become the line in the sand. It has become the Waterloo moment. It has become, you know, the Delaware in the Christmas Eve and George Washington crossing the Delaware. I mean, it has become that moment. I do not see them balking. So then I think, well, what is Trump going to do? And all I've seen lately is his administration being forced or being bureaucratized to death where they're backing off their points. That concerns me. I mean, that's last comment on that, James. I'll give it to you and then we'll move on.
Yeah, I don't see Trump backing down. It's just, you know, this is where it's going to go. And today he was supposed to meet with congressional leaders at the White House. He's offering plans. He's offering deals. But, you know, if this is a political issue being politicized by basically the Democratic Party, you can see videos of each one of those people, Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, you know, go right down the line, all of them saying at some point in their career that there has to be border wall security. Yeah, I just remember Schumer reading over his glasses about it just emphatic that there had to be border wall security and there had to be a wall. And now he's, you know, they've all changed to, and this is an anti-Trump movement is what it is. They're trying to do anything they can. And let's face it, they have thrown everything in the kitchen sink at Trump, and he's still there.
Well, let's move off this planet for a second. Yeah, let's move off the planet. Let's go to the moon. you're up at the night. You're in the moon. Well, let's go to the moon. China recently supposedly went to the far side, the dark side of the moon, did some lunar landings, what have you. Why are they doing this right now? Why is this even important?
Well, it's once again a political move, and China is showing its capabilities because nobody has landed on the far side of the moon. Since it's on the far side of the moon, the side we never see from Earth, it requires a communication satellite in orbit around the moon, which is very important because now China has a telecommunication presence around the moon where they can get information from any point on the moon and then feed it back to Earth. And that would include potentially manned landings in the future. And that's the stated goal. I would say one thing, that China is very much ahead of the United States in outer space at this point. NASA is a total failure. All they can do is talk about what they're going to do in 20 years when everybody that's currently working at NASA will be retired. The Air Force is another branch that has aspects or has a touch on outer space, and they are, for all practical purposes, a very expensive failure also. So the U.S. doesn't have a good presence in outer space at all. The Russians also have a tremendous space capability, always have, and you never hear about that, of course, in the Western press. All of our astronauts, all of our material for the space station, except for a couple of the Falcon X rocket launches, all of it is done from Russia. Our satellite launches, it's all done from Russia, from the Russian launch pads. But I just want to make a statement.
I was not aware of that.
Pictures. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I want to make a statement about the pictures China sent back, allegedly from the far side of the moon. And I see a lot of discrepancies in these photos that make me believe that they are not real. what they're sending and showing in public. I don't believe, and I'm just going to say that, there again, this is a matter exactly like the Apollo program. The only verification we have that China did this is China. There's no second or third party, independent party verification that China actually did this. And I can see a lot of things in these photos that look, I'll just say that
suspicious.
I question that. Yes, suspicious.
Suspicious. They look suspicious. They start to make you wonder. Why would they why would they fake that?
For political reasons. Landed on the moon and don't want to show the real pictures. I mean, that's another possibility. Then again, eventually people are going to find out. More and more activity is going on around the moon, and eventually people are going to find out. But there are a lot of strange anomalies in these photos that don't appear to be what you would find on the moon.
For ufologists or people who think there's things out there in space, the dark side of the moon seems like a real strategic place if you're looking out, if you're looking for something coming towards the moon, towards America. What would be the purpose of even being there? Besides saying you did it, besides propaganda, what is the strategic significance of going to the dark side of the moon?
Well, they have some experiments. They're going to try to grow some seeds, and that's one of the things they're going to do in a low-gravity environment. And they're going to dig around a little bit. They're going to do some sampling of the soil, et cetera. And so it's, you know, I mean, it almost doesn't matter what these little experiments are. It's the fact that they can do something with robotics and send that information back to Earth. So that's a big accomplishment. It's a very difficult thing to do. And China has very good space capabilities. They have a very well-organized space program. They have organized one area of China where they have all their scientists. Everybody working on outer space is in one location in China. It's very well-organized, not like the United States where the aerospace industries highly make a great deal of profit off of these. And I would say China is far superior and way ahead of the United States in relative to outer space. Relative to these photos, all I'm saying is that there has to be a third-party verification that they actually did this. That's the norm for science.
Okay.
And it's not being followed. It's not being followed by NASA. It's not being followed by China.
You said something earlier I want to get back to. As an American, especially people my father's generation, they had the impression that America was very advanced in space. You know, we went to the moon, blah, 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 whatever, Wernher von Braun, the whole deal. Two questions. One, did we overestimate our space ability in the 60s? And two, you said we're kind of a failure right now. How in the world, from wherever we were from the 60s until now, how in the world have we let such a supposedly important part of our government get so just disastrously corrupt and failed?
There's a very simple answer. NASA is Congress-proof. Just like the Air Force, just like branches of military. Now, what they've done is taken and put in every constituency, in every congressional constituency, they have put a business. They have, some little company might make a little part that goes on some spacecraft or something. And so if some congressman or senator voted against an appropriation for NASA, they would target that representative's little business there and then make a big deal out of it. Oh, this, look, they're losing jobs because your senator voted against NASA. So NASA is Congress-proof. That's the term that we use in the industry. The Air Force is the same. And so what we have is a program that was never designed very well from the beginning. You had people like Wernher von Braun and other scientists who did fabulous work. We have engineers who do fabulous work, but they've been hamstrung by these mega programs at NASA where they build one or two spacecraft at an exorbitant price, where you could build 200 of the Voyager spacecraft for just a little bit more money than they built the two. It'd be like building one Ford automobile, you know, or two Ford automobiles, and that's it. You know, that would be very expensive. But when you tool up and you make 1,000 of them, really the additional price is not that much, because all the tooling is there, the, you know, the materials, the staff to make 1,000. And so NASA has always gone with this program of make one or two, and it's been a total failure. And they've concentrated on the manned space program, which they are doing again. They're wasting vast amounts of money on manned space when they have no capability or very poor capability of sending men into space. If I were the head of NASA, the scientists would love me, because I would have those guys working so hard they wouldn't be able to sleep. They would have so much funding for unmanned space programs, very necessary. We have very poor information coming from around the solar system, and it's filtered through a couple people. NASA is a disaster from top to bottom, wall to wall. And very unfortunate thing is we are heading into the future, and everybody is, private corporations are advancing beyond anything NASA ever did with very little funding. And now NASA wants to go back to the moon and then Mars in 20 years to send, what, three men up there? It's ridiculous.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the worst, 1 being the best, how concerned are you about the failings and the seemingly ground that we've lost throughout the world of NASA?
Well, it's horrific, because China and Russia have supersonic, they're called hypersonic gliders. And there used to be, one of the problems is the United States started to militarize outer space, and China and Russia picked up on it and are light years ahead of us. So right now the Department of Defense is taking months to try and decide where they should put Trump's Space Force program. And it's going to end up, because of Shanahan, the idiot from Boeing, who's now head of the Department of Defense, it's probably going to end up under the Air Force, which is a terrible mistake. The Air Force has proven over and over again is just a big sinkhole for money and doesn't get anything done. So once again,
the weight of our corruption is just falling in on itself. Basically, there's the music. On the other side, we're gonna get. I promise, we're gonna talk about the Vatican, ladies and gentlemen. I promise. I think this is really important. Stay tuned. More with James McCanny on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are here with James McCanny. His website, jmccsci.com. Be sure to check that out if you have any kind of, especially science-related questions. Just a, I mean, wealth of information. It's almost overwhelming, but almost anything you want to look up that way, you can on his website. He has a paid cast. We can get even deeper into this. Just very important resource. We got this segment's pretty short. I did definitely want to spend a lot of time in the Vatican. Here's kind of a, I did not get to this into the news, but I want to get your thoughts. France moves to ban all protests as Prime Minister announces major crackdown on yellow vests. They're moving to ban all protests. No more protests in France. And your thoughts, James?
What can you say? That's absolutely incredible. What that'll do is create more protests. And that has never worked. You know, remember, we could go back into French history, quite a few different incidents when they did that, and the end result was not good. Let's just put it that way. I think they're heading down.
Is it a sign of desperation? Is it a sign of desperation? Yeah. Yes. Is that a good sign for? Should we see that this is something good? This is a good sign for populism, for nationalism?
I don't know. This is the French. They're battling the Brexit exit in England. There's a lot of activity going on in all of Europe. The Swiss have outlawed a lot of import immigrant activity, and the pendulum is swinging the other way. So, this is decades of political animosity coming to a head here. So the pimple is about to burst, and it's not going to be fun for, I don't think it's going to be good for any side But once again, the people have been, they've had their rights taken away. They've had their freedom taken away and their countries taken away. So this is not going to end up good. And, of course, the investment in Europe, I see this too. In terms of the business world, stay away from Europe because it's just, you know, it's unstable.
Do you, you've talked quite a bit about hurricanes and the ability to diminish, control, steer, whatever, basically weather control. We've seen really unusual weather here in mainland America. California, it's a drought. The middle of America will be floods, warm, unusually warm weather, what have you. Have you had any thoughts or any knowledge about how much they can control weather that way also, not just hurricanes?
Well, it used to be when the laser satellites first came about, it used to be very short-term weather control. And then it grew into the California drought, which was basically a line that they created west of California where no Pacific moisture came into California for a number of years. So it became long-term control. And, I could go on and on about the chemtrail spraying, other chemical activity relative to atmospheric control and conditioning, et cetera. But and not all weather is controlled. You can't say that either. But a lot of control activity has been going on, and I don't know what Trump knows about this or what he's done to curtail the spraying, aerosol spraying, etc. But it's real. I mean, I have pictures in my weather book of airplanes that are, they are built to do aerosol spraying. That's what they do. And I've done studies on this myself up on the Canadian border down in Florida, where I tracked the chemtrails and showed that they were not commercial flights. Because you can see all the commercial flights. There are maps of them. And the chemtrails trail spraying did not correspond, dozens and dozens of jets up there on a given day that do not correspond with commercial flights. So I've done those studies myself, and it's very real.
So in your mind, there's no question that manipulation is going on and that chemtrails are an influencer here, certainly.
Absolutely. And as far as the fires in California, there's no question that those were created probably with laser satellites. You find entire blocks leveled and trees in the backyard that are untouched. Just impossible situation where metal burned, cars burned, down to nothing.
Okay, we'll follow up with that right there. I'll ask you a follow-up on the other side. Very important. There's the music. We'll be right back with James McKinney, and I promise the Vatican. What is the Vatican calling for now? We'll be right back. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best edpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Wednesday called his meeting with Democratic leaders a total waste of time, signaling just how far folks are away from an agreement to end the partial government shutdown and secure our southern border. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump stormed out of the meeting, but House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells a different story.
The president would go back and forth in a negotiation. in a very respectful way. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, "Okay, Nancy, if we open the government up in 30 days, could we have border security?" She raised her hand and said, "No, not at all." The president calmly said, "I guess you're still not wanting to deal with the problem."
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was meeting with Iraqi leaders to discuss security concerns after the United States troops withdraw from Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Like to ask everybody who's listening to 9.980, the shortwave frequency, please let us know how that's going. We're getting some mixed reviews, you know, can use it, can't use it, what have you. We just really want to stay on top of that. The shortwave is real expensive, so please let us know how that's going, and we want to be able to service you as good as possible, but we need your input. Remember, if we do not get your input on it, then we're just guessing. There's no way we can possibly know. Sherry Rogers, all the interviews from 2018, the CD special. We have that over at the Power Mall. You guys have requested that. Of course, Sherry Rogers, her very important medical information. Hempanol, you guys wanted some Hempanol. We do not have it on the website. And I explained to you why we don't have it on the website, because of our merchant account. And then I get emails about, well, other sites have it. Okay, look, other sites do have it. If we blink wrong, then the YouTube channel gets canceled, or this happens, or our merchant account drops us. You understand the information that we're bringing? We do anything even remotely out of line, they throw a boulder on us. So we're not going to put Hempanol on the website, but we do have it. You would just have to call Jay directly at the Power Mall. thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. And we're also adding Mr. Oxygen, OxyFlush, from the Oxygen products from our good man there. 120 capsules on sale. And also we have some specials on certain products, but you got to call Jay and ask her. 25% off, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to James. James, you mentioned, I have to ask a follow-up question about the weather. And Deborah Tavares has been on several times, and she has been probably the leading person on the edge of this for years. Years ago, she said, well, they're controlling the weather, they're going to start fires, and they're going to start pushing people off the land and driving them to big city centers, what have you, maybe even weather weapons. I mean, she said this years ago, and she even confronted people at city council. There's a video, one video up on it. It's just absolutely hilarious to see the woman's jaw just dropped open. And then it happened. Your feelings about her research, I mean, is it that dire? I mean, that's pretty dire prediction and events that we have seen there.
Well, these things are happening. They have been going on for a long time. Hurricane manipulation, Hurricane Katrina was one of the biggest ones. We've seen other hurricane manipulation. The one that, what was it, Mike, that came into that area of Florida this past year, and accelerating from, you know, a Category 1 storm or less to a Category 5 hurricane in a matter of 12 hours, is this doesn't happen naturally. You know, so these issues are happening. It's going on. There's a number of methods they use. They use laser satellites. I've explained how that works. They use other ways of manipulating, and so, you know, these things are going on. There is, you know, I should say too that these things are being controlled somewhere deep in the U.S. military. There is a deep state, and it's being controlled from basically outside. And, you know, as President Trump is not privy to this, there's a lot of stuff going on in terms of weather control, weather manipulation, that is deep state. What else can you say? And these people have a different agenda. The Dr. Strange loves exist. They're out there. There's some horrific things going on in what they call the hospitals, human experimentation. This is real stuff that's going on under the guise of the United States. There are international scientific communities that span the government, the tier one science layers that work basically for the international banking community. These span international borders, you know, so. It's very difficult to get to the root of this, but it is going on.
You mentioned deep state. Well, the deepest of the deep state for really centuries has been the Vatican. The Vatican chief astronomer, quote unquote, he's calling for international meetings with evolutionists to kind of get a common ground on science. Where can science and religion meet on this, almost as support of evolutionists or something? I don't know. What's your thoughts about this?
Yeah, this is something I've been on a soapbox recently. It was in the past year when the chief astronomer for the Vatican, and you might say, well, what do you mean? The Vatican has an astronomer? Yeah, they have a big staff worldwide of astronomers. Some of them are private. Some of them work in universities and also work for the Vatican. But the chief astronomer for the Vatican, a Jesuit, the Vatican is controlled by Jesuits, is calling for meetings between, number one, this has happened a while ago, evolutionists, so that the church and evolutionary science could meet and develop a common story. And then just more recently, the same Vatican astronomer, the chief astronomer, is calling for a meeting with cosmologists to coordinate the church's story regarding the Big Bang and dark matter and black holes and general relativity and cosmology, so that the church dogma is coordinated. Now, what does this mean? This is very scary. This is one of the, I would say, the scariest things going on. You have something else called Google Education, where the CIA, which is the police force of the World Bank, the Vatican Bank in the United States, Google, which is owned by the CIA, is mounting an education program worldwide to disseminate a commonality of beliefs through education, and teachers are being encouraged to join Google Education, where all of the answers are canned. So if a student writes in and says, how did the universe begin, they're going to get an answer that's corroborated by the Vatican and cosmologists from around the world. It's going to be a common story, and it's complete baloney. The move towards evolution, now, as you joke, Carl Sagan being my friend, Carl Sagan was never my friend, but the when Carl Sagan did the Cosmos series back in 1979 to 81, they built a framework for modern cosmology, and included is planetary evolution, universe evolution, and evolution of man. And so here's the problem. The idea is that man evolved on this planet and nothing else happened to influence it. So you are just a bit smarter monkey than the ones that are still out there in the jungle. That's the message. Now the Catholic Church is coming along and wants to corroborate that message, which is bizarre. It's absolutely strange bedfellows, you might say. And Google Education, all of this is coming together at one time. And the, so the school systems are immersed in textbooks that all pump this same dogma down the throats of kids.
All right, let me interject here a couple things. One, I want to get your comment. I think I've asked you this before. I'm not going to set you up. I'm not going to try to influence you. For people at home and their children go to public school, what would you tell them about public school or government schools?
Well, about 95% of what they teach there couldn't possibly be true, and the things that they should be teaching are not included. The teachers are basically hogtied. They have to follow the syllabus. They have to follow the chosen textbooks, and they cannot stray from that. They cannot interject anything. Otherwise, they could potentially be fired. So what we have is common education that is homogenized, blended, pasteurized, and given to you on a silver spoon, courtesy, and at the very top of this, pinnacle of this, are people like Carl Sagan and the Cosmos series. Now, understand that the Cosmos series is the most watched TV series in the history of man. The Cosmos book that goes along with it is the largest selling book in history, second only to the Gutenberg Bible. And so they are pushing this on a scale that is worldwide. And that's what, in the Middle Ages.
What does that tell? What does that tell you? James, what is that? We're coming on a break. We're only about 30 seconds. What you just said was massive. Because they're pulling out this whole basically universal effort to do this, what does that tell you?
Well, they're very afraid of any other message. And, of course, what I showed is that none of the Big Bang, the Dirty Snowball Comet model, none of this is true. None of it could possibly be true, and we knew this decades ago. No, they're pushing a story that does not have any validity at all.
My word, there's the music. One more segment. We're gonna pick this up right there. And we'll get your comment on the theory, the quote-unquote theory of evolution, which is, you know, my five-year-old has more theories with more background than this, at this point, I believe, but whatever. Stay tuned. JMCCSCI.com, thepowerhour.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
James McCann, talking about the Vatican, talking about Google, kind of combining to control knowledge. I'm going to go forward with this kind of question. We've seen aliens being pushed on movies, just about every aspect of our life. Are we getting set up for an alien unveiling where basically they're going to say that, well, aliens mutated and experimented with humans and created man, and that's where you come from, and so they're going to control us again or something like that?
Well, the standard evolution story is that man evolved on planet Earth and nothing influenced it. I mean, it went from the amoeba to the lizard to the ape to man, you know, something like that. But interestingly enough, when Pope Francis did his world tour, he was promoting two things. He was promoting global climate change. That was one of his number one objectives. But when he went to New York, on his agenda was to release what the Vatican knew about the alien issue. Well, he never got to it because he was bombarded with all of the problems of the Catholic Church and pedophilia. So they never got to the release of the alien thing. And so we don't know what he was going to say, but that was on his docket in New York City. But at any rate, apparently the Vatican is going to try and release some information, but every time they try and do it, this pedophilia issue comes up and it blows it out of the water. So anyway, I don't know what's in store there, but they're trying to blend literally the story that Carl Sagan pulled off in the Cosmos series that, and I remember Carl walking, I have a whole criticism of this Cosmos series in my paid cast for people that want to get the full version. But Carl Sagan is standing on a map, like a thing out on the floor, and it's the calendar of evolution, starting out with the Big Bang, and then at the very end, he walks up and there's man. And the idea is that the solar system formed, according to them, 4.5 billion years ago, and then everything evolved and nothing touched Earth. Nothing came in contact with Earth until all of a sudden man appears. And all of this happened naturally according to evolution. And so the problem is there's really no history of this. There's no scientific verification of evolution. We see, like, if people have kids, the offspring is different than the parents, in a lot of ways similar, and then the next offspring is a little bit different. But anyway, we see adaption of species, but what Darwin did is he made this massive leap of faith that this was the origin of the species, and there's no evidence for that. Adaption and slow changes within a species, we see that all the time. And, but like I say, what Darwin did is he made this amazing leap of faith that, and that's what cosmologists do also. They make these amazing leaps of faith and then do a lot of mathematics and expect you to believe it. And literally the Big Bang doesn't make any sense at all. What they are seeing in the microwave background radiation is a cloud of material that surrounds our solar system. And it's the microwave radiation from that cloud that they're seeing. They're not seeing microwave background radiation from the Big Bang. That's a myth. It's bad science. They've landed on the nucleus of comets. They are not dirty snowballs. Half of the members of our solar system are minimally adapted by capture. They weren't here with the original solar system. So, I mean, you go right down the line of all of the theories that they're trying to pawn off on the public, and none of them, not a single one, makes any sense at all. But that's what they're doing. And so they've got the Catholic Church, you've got Google Education, you have cosmologists who sit in their ivory towers and talk about the Big Bang and dark matter. They can't tell you what dark matter is supposed to be made of or what its properties are or how you would detect it. Yet it fills the textbooks as if it were real. I mean, it's absurd what they're pawning off on the public. And now what they're trying to do is with the Vatican, getting together with cosmologists, they're trying to put together this composite story based on evolution, and the church is 100% behind it. So you're going to get this thrown at you from all directions.
Well, what you just said kind of just scares the heck out of me, really, because the discussion about evolution or origin of man, whoever controls that narrative, the ramifications of that are almost endless on the power you have over information, the power you have over mankind at that point. And what you're telling me, you correct me where I'm wrong, is there is virtually zero evidence of the core principles of Darwin's theory of evolution. Almost zero evidence, but yet it's taught in our schools like it's gospel truth.
Absolutely, and the same for cosmology, the origin of planets and the galaxies, etc. None of that could possibly be true. And I go through this, a lot of what I do in my dealing with science is exposing this myth, this mythology. But here's the problem. They deny the core essence of man being a spiritual being. that you have a spirit. According to evolution, you're just a little bit smarter monkey than the one out in the jungle there. You know, they deny that there's a design in the universe that brings you up to an intelligent species like man. You know, that there's something else going on here. There's a grand design. And by giving you the Big Bang and evolution, they discount all of that. You understand what I'm saying?
I completely understand. This is they're basically saying, well, you're just cattle, and so somebody needs to control you, basically. Now, you're not divine, and you're cut off from any divine source, and this is it. And just let us control you and run your life and use you like a natural resource, basically what they're saying.
Exactly. And what is Pope Francis doing pushing global climate change? I mean, he was adamant.
You're asking me because he's a demon. You're asking me? Well, you can real quick come to the conclusion, well, he's just a demon who's trying to implement the plan of Lucifer, which is total control and helps us lose our humanity or lose our divinity, separate us into human cattle that then they can control and implement a Luciferian plan where his will goes over all the world and all total control, where we lose all choice, all divinity, all godhood, or all mankind. We lose our soul. That's if you want. If you're asking me, you know.
Yeah, and so
that's my answer.
This is why I'm trying to impress on people. That's very important. What's going on now, because it will set the tone of knowledge or so-called knowledge for the next 300 years, and this will be rammed down people's throat, and it will be literally illegal to oppose the dogma that comes from the Church, the Vatican, Google education, and the cosmologists.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like America, specifically the world, but America, we're about to take a final exam that we haven't studied for. I mean, that's just how I get the feeling. We're just not ready for these decisions or these battles or how to even handle them. I don't know. Final thought is yours. We've got about 10 seconds.
Well, just keep posted, everybody. These are topics that I'm following and covering and trying to expose, because you're not going to hear this anyplace else, I guarantee you.
God bless you, James. Wing generators going on, everything. Ladies and gentlemen, hug your family tonight. Stay close. Stay firm. We can do this. We can get through this. God bless you.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.